I am Archangel Michael. I am pleased with you. Always be here to share, to bring news of the many changes that are coming before you now. Many that you have heard of, some that you have not yet heard of. But you must know that all is in readiness. All is in the process now of coming together, of being all that you have been hearing for some time now, and that you have all come to witness and to be a part of. And being a part of is what you are here for. You are here to be more than just an observer, though. You are here to participate, be a participant, to go about your missions that you have been readied for some time. Because all is in readiness. Just as Sanat Kumara said in the last week, he is here now at the end. He has fulfilled his promise. He is ready to move on. Just as Sananda has been saying for some time, you have arrived at the finish line. You only need to believe it. But I tell you that because of so many things that are about to come forward, so many truths that are about to be revealed, several dominoes that are about to begin to fall, it is because of all of this that even those of you that are not prepared for this will begin to see and hear and know the truth. Because the truth can no longer be held back. Even those that attempt to do so have met their defeat. And yes, many of them have surrendered. Not all, but many have. Because of this, you are at the finish line. Because of this, you are ready to move forward with this transition period. You might say up to this point you have been treading water. Now you are about to swim. Swim for the other shore, the one you have not reached yet, one that is not familiar to you. Once you reach that other shore, or the road less traveled, you reach that other shore, you will find that all along you have known what was on the other side. You just need to come to understand it and to believe it. And once you fully believe, then you fully have arrived. As Archangel Michael, I beseech you now to go out, move on, share the light wherever you can. For those moments have arrived where many across the planet, many who have not yet become awakened, will now do so. They will be ready for answers, just as you were, many of you, several years ago. And you ask the question, why am I here? What is this all about? What am I here to do? What is my mission? What is my purpose? You ask those questions. You have received many of the answers. And those two that are now going to begin to ask those questions, you will be there as their mentors. You will be there to answer their questions, to give them the light that they are so longing for. For so many are still in darkness, darkness within their very selves, darkness that they do not even know that they are in.
Mm-hmm.
They will come to understand this as the light shines forth, and they realize that they have been reaching for the light all along, but did not know that they were. I leave you now as Archangel Michael, and I leave you always with my sword of truth and my shield of strength. Go forth now and share all that you are within you. Peace and love be with all of you now.
Love you.
Om Mani Padme Hum-ma, Om Mani Padme Hum-ma, Hum-ma, Om. Greetings to you. You can unmute your phones now. We do not have a message to follow this. We must ask, though, is this being recorded? Is this in the process of being recorded? Or we did not hear at any point that the recording began here. Anyone?
Hello?
Is it being recorded? Please say again. Very good. And you were selected by the Moses to do this? Very good. Then it will be up to you, unless it is being recorded by the one Moses. It will be up to you or anyone else to then share this recording. For the message from Archangel Michael was very important here and must be preserved, must be recorded, and must be transcribed. We count on you for this, Ali. Please also send it to the one Zoe, if you can. Very good. Very good. Now, we would take questions here, if there are any.
This is Nicole.
Yes?
I just had a question. Is Ishtar and Ashtar the same person?
They are not, no.
Can you tell me who Ishtar is and the difference between Ishtar?
What we can tell you is that Ashtar is very ancient, has been around for a very long, long time, comes from times before you can even begin to imagine here, from your three-dimensional understanding. And the one Ishtar is a being that is separate certainly from this, but one in the same as well, as all are one in the same. So you all come from the one source. We all come from the one source. So in that sense, we are all the same, all a part of the one. But the one Ishtar is what you would say a different understanding, a different revealing here that comes from ancient times as well, and has had a completely different lineage, though, than from the one Ashtar. We cannot give you too much more on this at this point. There are various information that you can find on your internet about this. Look up Ashtar, look up Ishtar, and you will see what we are speaking of here as the difference, but yet the one here. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
I have a question.
Yes?
Thank you, one who serves. This is Nisha. Yesterday early morning, I was in my head, I was hearing something. It's not a buzzing, it's not the ringing related to the ascension or new code. It was something, it felt to be quantum. And I go for a little snooze and I hear it again in my head. And it feels like I was hearing something related to light, like light vibration, light coming from the sun, things that I cannot describe the feeling because it is quantum, it's not 3D. So what was that I was hearing in my head?
You were feeling exactly what the Archangel Michael was giving in this meditation here, in terms of coming to understand that which is completely beyond the physical, and hearing the vibration of the colors themselves, hearing the vibration of the earth, hearing so much more what is beyond the physical sense of hearing. This is what you are doing. You may even begin to call it the music of the spheres.
Thank you so much. And is it the same thing? Sorry.
You are correct. It is part of what you would call the light language.
Great. Is it the same thing when I see coming from the sun drawings, codes, like using transparent or translucent ink? I see like circle in the circle, different sizes, strength, different shapes, mainly coming from the sun, but almost everywhere. Are those codes coming from the sun or what?
They are not coming from the sun here. They are coming from beyond the sun. This is all we can tell you on this now.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes.
We love you.
Hello, what is serves?
Yes.
Hello. This is Rhea Rufina. Hello. I had the most vivid dream last night, like I actually was experiencing it, which was, I've not had this dream before, which was the event. And there is a question to this, but in what I experienced was a purple haze. My hands was purple. The sky opened up. There was so much bright light. Nobody really knew what was happening, except for me. And I ran past this person and I said, "I'm afraid I'm leaving now. I send you unconditional love. I probably won't see you again, but I'm going to a different place. But I do send you love." And this person was like none the wiser. And then I ran to my house and my oldest son, Valentina, said, "Mum, it's happening." And I said, "I know." And I grabbed his hand and my little baby's hand. And we looked out of the window at this beautiful purple but massively bright sky. And then I woke up, but I had the E sound in my ear, like it was so potent in my ear. So my question is, that was the minute I woke up out of the dream, because I woke up out of this event, I actually felt I was experiencing it, and then this massive E sound in my left ear came through, like a frequency sound. So my question is, why am I dreaming about this? Is there significance why I'm dreaming about this? Who was the person I said, I'm going, I probably won't see you again, and the sound in my ear that went then obviously woke me up. Thank you.
It was, of course, a very much precognitive dream here. You are seeing ahead in what is the potential here for the very near future. Near future in terms of what we would say is near, not so much what you might say is near. But it is coming, and you were getting a precursor of this, of what it would be like. For some, it will be as you are describing. For others, it will be somewhat different. But all will feel a sense of a massive change that is in the air at the time. whether they are seeing light, whether they are seeing colors, whether they are feeling something different, whatever it might be. And as to the one that you said, you will not see them again. You are speaking to that lower part of your ego that you will be leaving behind.
Oh, joy. That's good. That's good. I leave that lower part of my ego. Oh, it was beautiful. It was wonderful. And then straight after, that huge frequency sound in my ear. Was that a code? Was that some download? What was that?
That was the vibration. That was the vibration of the new earth.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thank you. Mm. Well, it was beautiful. It was wonderful. And yeah, I'm ready. And my children. So it was wonderful. Thank you for clearing that up. Blessings. I love you so much.
And we will add here that as the James received earlier correctly, we would say, in the sound of the humming sound, that was the sound of the earth here and the resonance that it provides here to those that have the ears to hear. But what you heard with the E sound is the next octave beyond this. That is all we can say on this now.
And it's very loud and it's very potent, it wakes you up that loud. But it's lovely. And I accept it. And every time it comes through, I accept it with unconditional love. But yes, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you.
I have a question. This is Irena.
Yes.
My question is, I have been seeing since, I don't know, it's a while I have been seeing, James has mentioned about, you know, the trip to Mexico, and I have been seeing, like, for a couple of weeks now, like, when I, especially when I'm on Sunday group, I always see the door to that Mexico, that where this Lemurian, I don't know how you call books or files have been hidden. I'm seeing that like a door entrance to that. What's the meaning of that? If this is real door I'm seeing or just some kind of symbol?
There is not a door as you are speaking, but there is an opening that will present itself when the vibrations are reached. The vibrations being that of the Lemurian vibration that those of you that were there at that time and place for that vibration. And it is important for those that find themselves down there at the time to reach that same resonance, that same vibration. And when that is done, that is the tumblers that are needed to unlock the entrance. Be able to
So it means I was in Lemuria then, because if I'm seeing that opening.
Did not understand your question here.
I'm sorry?
You did not understand what you are asking here.
So I'm saying, did I was part of that group in Lemuria, was putting away the files?
You were, otherwise you would not be receiving this information that you are getting here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your insight. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Trudy. I recently discovered that I'm a double starseed, and I have Arcturian and Andromedan aspects in 9th and 10th dimensions. And the Arcturians have given me the message that I'm being prepared to speak the light language. And they've made changes in my DNA, and the changes should be taking place after about 2 weeks, which is about a week ago, when I got the message. But my question is, it's been coming through my mind that I'm wondering if I am becoming able to speak this language because I am part of the team going to Mexico. Is that true?
First of all, who is this speaking?
This is Trudy.
Yes. We cannot give you that information directly because that decision has not yet been made as to who will be finding themselves down there. But we can tell you that you are correct in that you are receiving the light language, and we'll be working with that directly in the times ahead. But we cannot say that it is in the time frame that you are directly saying here, in terms of 1 or 2 weeks. What we can tell you, though, is it is coming. You are going to be expected or asked, you might say, to be an emissary in some ways of providing this language, this light language, to those who are ready to receive it. So, yes.
Well, I think it's a blessing, and I thank you.
Yes. Are there any other questions here?
It's Cynthia here. I have a question. First, I just wanted to say that I also dreamed of the solar flash, and that was great. I was wondering if that was a precursor also, which I think it probably was. But and I also got that about the E when she was saying, Rhea was saying about the E. It's that, you know, the ah, E, you know, the half note up. Excuse me. My question is this, is Aranda going to be joining us or be around in the very near future, sharing with us?
He is always around you. He is always a part of this expression within this group because he is very much involved in this group, just as many of us are as well. And he is very much going to be there with you at the advance and at other times in the not far off future here. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Catherine, and I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you. For many years, I've received like these energetic blasts, and it's like, it feels like it's a download of a frequency, and for a long time, I resisted them. What I now call incoming vibrations. I do not know what they mean. If it's my excuse me, if it's my higher self or my ego that is attempting to either open my awareness or shut it down. So I'd like some clarification on that. And there's been occasions it's been so intense where I'm going, my body contracts and I'm going, ooh, 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 because it's pretty intense. So I would really appreciate some clarification on this. And this has been occurring more frequently in the last 2 or 3 years.
We're going to
Thank
need
you.
To ask you to repeat the first part of this because there was some commotion here on this end from the animal, the dogs here, and we
okay.
would ask you to repeat this just briefly here.
Okay. Well, I have been having this experience of what feels like an energy download, and it comes through my head, and it's been going on for a long time, and more recently in the last 2 or 3 years, it's becoming more intense. And so I am not certain, and I've been resisting them, and now I'm not resisting them. And my question is, for myself, is this because my body contracts, it did contract, and it's very intense. And so I'm not certain if my ego is something attempting to prevent the incoming information or frequency, but I'm also accepting it now from my higher self, if that's the case.
Yes.
So I'd like some clarification on that.
Now we understand. What you are receiving here is something that is being blocked, as you're saying, by your ego center because of past understandings from past lives, and patterns that you have come from and brought into this lifetime as well. And because of this, you are being, as we say here, blocked somewhat, but there is a part of you that is releasing now, letting this go. And once you are able to fully let this go and let go of the past, let go of the patterns, especially from the past, then you will be able to move fully and receive this information that you are getting, these downloads, as you were saying. And then you will be able to more freely move beyond whatever it is now that you are feeling held back by. Okay?
Okay. All right. And I'm curious to have, and it might have anything to do with my family lineage, because we're all very sensitive. And as far as being ostracized, and also past life memories of the burning times.
It is the correct in that sense. You are being blocked from this because it was a very disconcerting lifetime that predominantly the source of this pattern comes from. And it was
okay.
In dealing with the arts, the black arts, as we find it at one time.
I see. Okay. So we were talking about forgiveness earlier, so I got some more work to do.
Yes. Forgive,
thank
forget.
You.
Let it all go.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I love you all so much. Bye-bye.
I have a question, one who serves.
Yes.
Yes, this is Susan. I know everything boils down to our own discernment, but we had a very lively discussion today about a group that publishes videos. It's called the A-Team, Tom Price and the Mother. And I just wanted to know if there's any little insights you could share about, A, the integrity of this group or some of their postings. And if you can share, was there some form of surrender from the Queen to President Trump?
We seldom will give information about individuals or groups or whatever it might be, because we always say it is not the messenger that counts, it is the message. So if the message resonates within you, within your heart center, then you know it to be true. So beyond whether this group or that group or this individual or that individual is accurate or bringing forth important news or whatever it might be, you need to use your discernment at all times. This is what this is all about at this point. Using your discernment, learning to do that, learning to go within, that is using your discernment. Learning to go within, find the center, or as one said earlier, the zero point at your heart center, and able to then continue to find the truth that resonates within you. As to the one you are speaking of, the Donald Trump here, and the surrendering of the Queen, we cannot give that directly, but we can say that you are on the right track.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I have a question. This is Gina.
Yes.
That was great news, just the one before this. Yes, one who serves. A few nights ago, I was sitting outside, and I always do my spiritual work late at night. Anyway, I felt and heard very loud and very strong right next to me. I was standing, you know, right outside my building. It's a two-flat apartment, and I could feel the vibration and the sound of a heartbeat, very distinct. And it kind of threw me back. I was like, whoa, what the heck? What is this? Is it coming from here? Where is it coming from? I thought maybe somebody had something going on close by and it was just bouncing off my building, but it went away for a few seconds and came right back. So it did let me know that what was happening. Did I feel that? Was that part of maybe the fifth dimension where we're feeling and seeing and actually, you know, just seeing other things in reference to the fifth and higher dimensions? That is my question.
Exactly as you are saying, yes. Everyone experiences these things in different ways, in different understandings, and you are experiencing an understanding for yourself in that moment. And those moments will increase for everyone here. All of you will begin more and more to experience that humming sound or that vibrational sound that is there in the wind. In the winds, you just need to open up to it. You need to reach the frequency to be able to experience it. And those of you, many of you, are doing this within your dream states now, in that altered reality state, you might say, in those times. And you are experiencing these changes or these revealings beyond the physical understanding, beyond the 3D illusionary understanding. You are getting into the higher vibrations and experiencing what is there at those vibrations. Will open up a whole new vista of world to you at that point.
Very good, thank you. One more quick thing. Also, I've been really paying attention to my body lately, especially with all the downloads that are occurring right now. And I realize, you know, that they're doing work at that time when I'm feeling pain go from right leg to left leg right before my, you know, eyes. And also tinglings going on in different areas. So that to me is, oh, gosh, I'm so grateful to be able to be experiencing these and knowing that it is our upgrades coming. Thank you.
Yes, very good. We take one or two more questions.
Hello. One who serves, I have a question. This is Josh.
Yes.
Hi. So sometimes in my meditations recently and going on a few months now, I found myself impulsively singing, which is interesting because I've never trained as a singer. I never thought it's something I have an affinity for. It sounds sort of Native American in essence. And I'm wondering, is this light language that's coming through? And if so, how can I go about cultivating it further?
What we can tell you is just go with it. Whatever it is, go with it. That's the one that is Cynthia here that has been in those groups that were down there and working with these vibrations. What did we tell you at that time, Cynthia? We said, go with it. Go within, feel the energy, feel the vibration, let it go. Do not be concerned about what anyone else thinks, although there were only those four of you there at the time. But do not be concerned about that. Just let it go. Let it be whatever it is within you. Just allow it to be. Just as the song, let it be. Okay? And then once you do this, you will find that everything is going according to how you need to continue to respond and move forward here, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, One Who Serves.
Yes.
One Who Serves, this is Zoe, please.
Yes.
I understand that Samuel the Prophet is of the Brotherhood, probably specifically the Amethystine Order. And my question is he hanging with you guys while you teach with us? In other words, is he part of the group of One Who Serves who is working through James?
He directly is not the one of the One Who Serves, one of our collective, and working through the James here, but he is certainly a part of the Brotherhood. But you must understand that there are many Brotherhoods. There is not just the one. There are many, infinite number of brotherhoods, you might say, throughout the galaxy, throughout the universe, throughout the many universes and the many dimensions and understandings beyond that. So there is so much to yet to understand, but do not be concerned with one individual here. And that one individual, of course, as you are saying, the Samuel was not just the Samuel. That Samuel has been many different beings and experiences before it was the Samuel, you see? So do not become concerned or what do you call bogged down with one particular name and understanding to go with that name. There is so much more to that. Just as there is so much more to each and every one of you. Each and every one of you are part of these many brotherhoods and sisterhoods as well. Or you would, otherwise you would not be on this call. You would not be resonating with these calls. You see?
Yes, thank you. Is he directly connected with Metatron then?
We cannot give you that at this point. That revealing will come to you when it is necessary.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. We take one more question, and then we need to release.
Hi, this is Marilu. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't still muted. I just am reaching out to get confirmation, if I could, if I am working with the crystal properly and tuning to what its ultimate use is going to be. Can you give me a note on that?
You are looking for confirmation as to the direction you are going with these various crystals, then the confirmation is there. You are on the right track in many ways. There are some understandings that you have not reached yet, understandings that you knew long time ago that you have not remembered yet. But that remembrance is also coming back to you, or will come back to you. Just need to continue to work directly as you are doing, and when you find yourself at the advance, you will then bring this forward, and you will find that there will be others there at the time that will add to your understanding and revealings in those moments.
Oh, yeah. I know it's going to be a great expose.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Now we are ready to release channel. We appreciate everyone that is a part of this expression on a continuing basis. And knowing that you are all so much important here to continue to carry this work forward, not only through this one, James, but through, there are so many sources now that are bringing this information forward. Not so much bringing information, but bringing the remembrances forward here, so that all are coming into more and more of an awakened state. And as you continue to awaken, then you create an awakening process all around you, so that others that come in contact with your light also begin to awaken. And as they awaken, they continue to help others awaken, and so on and so on. So you are all so important to this. Whether you are directly involved in bringing correct information to others, or you are what you would say hanging in the winds, is that the right saying here? In the wings, hanging in the wings. We are not getting this correctly here, but standing beside, standing back, and allowing for these energies to continue to come through you, these downloads continue to come through you and to you. And as this happens, you will continue then to be able to share and spread the light further and further. Keep those flames burning within not only each one of you, but encouraging the fanning of the flames within so many more around you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, love you.
Shanti.
Shanti, thank you.
Thank you, James.
Yeah.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.